Violinist Lucia Micarelli was on a path to becoming a classical music virtuoso. She won competitions, performed with a symphony orchestra, and was accepted into the Juilliard School of Music, all before the age of 12. But at 17, Lucia reached a musical crossroads and wondered whether to continue with her rigid classical training or try a new direction altogether.
I totally thought I was going to be a classical violinist. I was on a certain path. I was at the right school, and I was studying with the right teacher, and I'd been doing that and doing that and doing that, and I was really interested in playing other kinds of music. And for that, and just for other just personal reasons, you know, I felt like I maybe needed to take a little time away from the classical world and go out into the actual larger sort of world of music and just see what would happen. I wanted to see what else was out there, and I thought maybe, you know, a little bit of the outside world would be a good way to make the most of my actual college experience, to come back and then be able to know what I really needed to learn from conservatory after I'd seen what was in the world. But as it happened, things just kind of took off, and I just started, you know, working.
Lucia wasted no time finding work. Only 19 years old, she was invited to join a group described as part heavy metal, part classical, and part Broadway jazz and blues, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Somebody told me about this audition for this electric violin spot on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tour, and I'd never heard of them, and I'd never played electric. I walk into this audition, and there's all these girls that just look like rock stars, like in leather and studs and blue hair with their zebra-striped electric violins, and I'm like, what is going on? You know, I went in with an acoustic violin and just played all their stuff, and I ended up getting the job. When I was in the classical world, moving around a lot was kind of frowned upon. And it was like, you're not being proper enough. And why are you wearing that outfit? And, you know, why are you making those faces? And just kind of stand still and play in tune, you know. And it's nice to step out of that into a world where a little more personality is allowed and I can sort of be more natural and not feel like I need to hold anything back.
Lucia Micarelli continues to test the waters. She recently released Music from a Farther Room, her debut album, featuring music by Maurice Ravel, David Bowie, Rodgers and Hart, Jean Sibelius, and Freddie Mercury. I'm Doug Levine.